you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preach to you. Otherwise you have believed in vain. For what I received I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12. After that he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. For I am the least of the apostles, and I do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Whether then it was I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believe.
哥林多前书十五章第一节开始到十一节。弟兄们，我如今先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二个使徒看，后来一时显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的，以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看。我如同未到产期而生的人一般，我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会。然而我今日成了何等的人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是突然的。我比众使徒格外劳苦，也原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。夫君，是我是众使徒，我们如此传，你们也如此信了。
May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his word this morning.
愿神祝福我们所读和所听的话。
The elders told me that I have till 12 o'clock to preach, or a few minutes before 12 to preach, and I see that we have some time.
长老们跟我说，我十二点钟一定要讲完，原来我就有这么多的时间。
And so I thought what I would do is I just take this opportunity to teach just a little Eastern European tradition on Easter morning.
我就跟他讲一下东欧那个在这那个是这个今天的传统是如何的。
We in Eastern Europe and for Ukrainians and Russians especially, the first time that we greet our brothers and sisters on the Resurrection Celebration Day, we say in Ukrainian, Христос воскрес, and the response is Воистину воскрес.
我不晓得他讲什么东西，但是说他说今天那个圣徒碰见那个复活节碰到的时候他们讲的话。
And what we do is we say it three times, and so and it gains in enthusiasm. By the third time we're very excited and we hug each other at the end, so it sounds something like this: Christos voskres, Воистину воскрес, Христос воскрес, Воистину воскрес, Христос воскрес, Воистину воскрес, and then we hug each other.
他们讲话的时候一句比一句强，然后回讲了三次，最后兴奋的一直拥抱。
Well, what that means is just simply this: Christ has risen.
基督已经复活。
And the response is, He has risen indeed.
他真的复活了，就是回答。
And that's what today is all about, isn't it?
今天的重心就是这个信息。
The reason why we say it three times is because it is sure, it is true. We can stand on that truth.
我们讲三次，因为我们绝对相信这个是事实。
In 1954, there was a distinguished publishing company called the House of Grosset and Dunlap.
有一个印刷的公司叫做 Grosset and Dunlap.
And they put together a panel of 28 educators and historians.
就是请了28位历史的学家跟那个其他的学者。
And they asked them to select the 100 most significant events in history.
他们就请他们选在历史中最重要的100件的事件。
The list went somewhat like this, in order of importance.
第一件他们觉得最重要的。
After months of labor, the panel reported back, and they considered the most significant event in history to be the discovery of America.
他们就觉得历史上最重要、最有价值的一件事情就是发现美国、美洲大陆。
Well, there goes all objectivity.
他们就不是这么的客观来认定这个事情。
In second place,
在第二个觉得历史上最重要的一件事情
was the invention of movable type by Gutenberg.
就是 Gutenberg 那个怎么样印刷那个字打那个字典。
11 different events tied for third place.
第三最重要的有11件事情。
And 5 events tied for fourth place.
有5件事情是排在第四位。
Here are the events. The first was the writing of the Constitution of our country.
就是一个就是美国那个宪法的写。
The second was the development of ether.
那个 ether 叫中文叫什么？我忘了。异存的发现。
The third was the development of the X-ray.
就是 X 光的发明。第三。
The fourth was the discovery of the airplane.
飞机的发明，就是第四。
And the fifth.
第五件。
Was the life of Jesus of Nazareth.
就是耶稣的生命。
Jesus tied for fourth.
耶稣只是在世界历史上他们觉得第四重要的事情。
We gather on this holy day to affirm that Jesus Christ is not in fourth place.
我们今天聚在一起就证明耶稣不是在第四位。
For those of us who know him as Savior of our lives and Lord of our lives, he is in first place.
我们如果知道他是我们的主，是我们生命的神的话，他是我们第一位。
There is no other person more important and no other event more significant than the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
没有别的事情比那个耶稣的复活更重要。
When Paul writes to the dysfunctional church in Corinth,
当保罗写信给哥林多的教会的时候，
he reminds them that the resurrection is true.
他就跟他们讲复活是真的。
And the resurrection is the center of the Christian faith.
复活是基督的徒的信仰的中心。
And he assures them of the resurrection by pointing to three things.
他证明复活就跟他们讲三件的事情。
He points to the fact of the Corinthians' salvation in verses 1 and 2.
第一节刚才我们读的圣经第一节第二节他们讲到哥林多的使徒的得救。
Paul says that the resurrection is true and he points to the Old Testament scriptures in verses 3 and 4.
在第三节在第四节他就讲到旧约里面的预言。
And Paul says that the resurrection is true because Christ was seen by witnesses in verses 5 through 11.
第五节到第十一节，他就复活是真的，因为耶稣复活以后有很多的见证人。
Today I'd just like to focus on the first of the proofs of the resurrection.
我今天只有时间讲第一项，就是 他们的得救。
And in verses 1 and 2, Paul lays out the process that brought the Corinthians into a relationship with God.
他就说你们与神有建立关系的过程。
And which in turn brings about a transformed life.
因为他们与神有关系，他们的生命被改变。
Paul begins by calling them back to the gospel message which they heard.
他保罗就先跟他们重复一下那个福音的内容。
Then to the gospel message which they received.
然后就讲到他们已接受的那个福音的内容。
And then on the gospel message on which they stand.
他们原来讲到他们站立得稳的那个福音的内容。
And then finally he reminds them of the gospel message which has saved them.
然后讲到这个福音的内涵救了他们的生命。
At the center of this gospel message is Jesus Christ our Lord.
那个福音的内容就是耶稣基督。
And today, brothers and sisters, it would be good for us also to reflect on the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以今天我们也应当花点时间思考这个人耶稣基督。
Of whom we have heard.
我们听过了。
Who we have received.
我们接受了。
On whom we stand,
我们也站立在他的应许上。
And also on the one who has saved us and continues to sanctify us.
他已经救赎我们的生命，一直叫让我们成圣。
Let us look at the gospel which was heard.
让我们先看一点我们听到的福音。
Now, if we want to literally translate this phrase, it actually sounds like this. The gospel I preach to you, it would be the gospel I gospeled to you.
它原文就是说，我给你的福音，就是我用福音跟你们讲的福音。
The word gospel simply means good news.
福音就是等于是好的消息。
Well, what is the good news?
那个好的消息是什么东西呢？
The good news isn't a set of ideas or creeds.
不是我们的信条，也不是人的思想。
It isn't the Ten Commandments or the Lord's Prayer.
也不是十诫，也不是我们的主导文。
The gospel is the facts concerning the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
福音就讲到耶稣基督这个人。
The gospel is the fact that the Lord Jesus died for our sins.
就是耶稣为我们的罪而死。
That he was buried and rose again on the third day according to the scripture.
他死了，埋葬了，第三天复活。
Do you notice how the gospel message doesn't ask us to do anything?
你有没有想过那个好的消息没有叫我们要做什么事情？
The gospel tells us what Jesus already did for us.
福音讲到耶稣已经为我们做了什么事情。
He died, was buried, and rose again.
他死了，埋葬了，也又复活。
This is the gospel, and without these three facts, there is no gospel message, there is no good news.
没有这样就没有好的消息，也没有福音。
Now, some would like to add to the gospel message.
有很多人喜欢在那个简单的福音上面加一点东西进去。
A number of years ago, I clipped an article out of the Hartford Current. I imagine that article ran across the country.
几年前我就报纸上看到一篇文章。
And in this article, it reported on an institution, a church denomination.
就是有 讲到其中一个教派。
And they expressed what it was that someone needed to be saved.
他们就讲到这个教派里面，如果你要得救，要做什么事情。
One of the things that they mentioned was that it was absolutely important that an individual join that institution to find salvation.
第一件他们重要说你必须要参加这个教派才可以得救。
They were very sincere about this message to the people.
他很严谨地对他们其他人讲你一定要参加我们的教派。
They believed that you had to believe in Jesus Christ.
当然他们相信你要相信耶稣。
But they also added that you had to be part of the institution.
但是他们也加上就你一定是我们教会的一份子。
This institution also likes to deify the person of Mary.
然后这个教派要崇拜、耶稣的妈妈玛利亚。
And a matter of fact, they even say that, I mean, Mary kind of replaces Jesus as the intercessor before God.
然后、玛利亚是替我们代求的人。
And they actually say that no one can enter into the gates of heaven without passing first through Mary.
然后人家没有说，人不能，若不是经过玛利亚，不能进到天堂。
Whenever there is something added to the gospel message,
但是凡有人把东西加在福音上的，
Jesus is diminished.
就我们就把那个基督的位置弄低。
My uncle Gene, who just died recently, once told me this story.
我有个舅舅，他不久以前去世，他就有一次跟我讲一个故事。
He was a welder by trade.
他就做那个接焊的人。
And they had a job down about an hour and a half away in New Jersey, from where he lived.
他离有一次要开车到一个工厂，就是工厂，就是一个小时去了离开。
And so he traveled down with his boss.
他就跟他的老板一起，两个人开车就去了。
And his boss happened to be part of this institution.
那个刚好那个他老板就参加这个教派的人。
And my uncle was witnessing to him about the Lord Jesus Christ on the way down.
那么我舅舅就跟他分享那个耶稣基督的事情。
And they began to discuss this topic of Mary.
他们讲到两个人讨论关于玛利亚的事情。
And my uncle could not just show his boss that it was salvation was through Jesus and Jesus alone.
我舅舅很希望跟他讲那个得救是通过耶稣，只是唯一的道路就是通过耶稣。
So in the car, eventually it got quiet.
那两个人就不愿意谈这个事情，两个就不讲话了。
And my uncle was trying to think, well, what can I possibly say to him?
然后我舅舅就想，我可以跟我的老板说什么话呢？
And so this thought came to his mind.
然后就想到一件事情。
And he asked his boss, he says, is your mother still living?
他就问他的老板说，你妈妈还生存呢？
And he said, yes, she is, as a matter of fact.
那个老板就说，是啊，我妈妈还健在。
So he said,Do you happen to know your mother's phone number offhand?
他就问他你手头有没有你妈妈的电话？
And he said, yes, of course I do. And he says, could you tell it to me?
他那个老板就当然了，我知道我妈妈的电话。那个我的舅舅就问他，你可以把他的电话给我吗？
He said, sure, but why do you want it?
那个老板就很奇怪，你为什么要我妈妈的电话呢？
And he said to his boss, he said, you know what, actually, I would really like a raise.
那个舅舅就跟他老板说，我希望我可以，你有人可以加我的薪金。
And I was thinking I would ask your mother for a raise.
我就想到我要问你的妈妈，做替我加薪。
And so the boss replied, well, what do you want my mother for if you want a raise?
那个老板就奇怪，你要我加薪，为什么问我妈妈呢？
I own the company, you should ask me.
那个公司是我的，你应该问我吗？为什么要问我妈妈？
And my uncle responded, that's my point.
我的舅舅说，我要跟你讲的是，就是这个题目。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus Christ came, he died, he was buried,And he resurrected. He paid the price for the church.
耶稣基督来到世上，为我们对钉死、埋葬、复活，他替我们付了他的代价。
Salvation only comes through him.
我们的得救只是要通过耶稣。
Not from his earthly mother, Mary.
不是在地上的妈妈玛利亚。
There is only one gospel to believe in, and Jesus Christ is at the center of it.
我们只有一个福音，耶稣就是福音的中心。
And this is the gospel that Paul preached and that the Corinthians heard.
就是保罗传的福音，那些也是哥林多教会里面所听到的福音。
Paul also makes it clear that the gospel is something that the Corinthians received from him.
保罗也说这个福音，这些哥林多的教会是从保罗接受这个福音的。
And in verse 3, Paul says that he himself received this gospel.
然后第三节保罗就说他自己也得到接受这个福音。
My thinking here might be somewhat simplistic.
可能我的思想比较简单。
But this means that Paul didn't invent or discover the gospel himself.
就是说保罗不是自己发明或者发现这个福音的。
It was given to him.
人家给他的。
Because he also received it.
因为他也是从别人里面接受。
The Lord opened his eyes on the road to Damascus.
在大马色的路上主开他保罗的眼睛。
And then later in the Arabian desert, for 3 years, Paul studied and reflected on the text.
他在亚拉伯的沙漠里面有3年的时间好好的思想学习这个福音。
And I wonder if Paul also reflected on the testimony of Stephen, whom he saw stoned.
可能也会想到斯蒂凡死的时候保罗也在场他看到这个情形。
He must have fought long and hard about what Stephen had said, I imagine, and searched out the scriptures for himself.
他可能好好的思想斯蒂凡所讲的话他也在圣经里面好好的看。
And then he would know them to be true.
他知道那些是真的。
Jesus was the Messiah that was promised.
耶稣就是被应许的那个弥赛亚。
He is the one who was promised to come and die so that we might have eternal life.
他就是旧约预言他会来为我们死让我们有永生。
And so Paul not only received, but he became a transmitter of that truth.
保罗不但是接受也传递这个真理。
And as the scriptures tell us, he passed that information on to the Corinthian church.
那圣经就说他把这个福音也传给那个哥林多的教会。
And they in return received the gospel.
他们就接受了这个福音。
See, what we have here, brothers and sisters, is a picture of the function of the church today as well as every member in it.
所以我们看那个图画就是教会的使命也是教会里面每一份子里面的使命。
We are to be transmitters of this good news.
我们要传递这个好的消息。
The scriptures say to us in Isaiah 52:7.
以赛亚书52章第7节里面讲。
It says this, How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring the good news.
他传福音的人的脚中是何等的佳美。
Who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings.
就是把好的消息跟平安带给别人。
Who proclaim salvation.
就是宣讲那个得救。
Who say to Zion, your God reigns.
向锡安山说你的神掌管。
Paul also quotes this in Romans chapter 10 verse 15.
在保罗也在罗马书第十章十五节里面引用这些的话语。
Brothers and sisters, the question for us is,
弟兄姐妹，我们要问的问题就是，
Can such a testimony as this be given about our feet?
我们的脚中有没有把这个福音带去？
Paul said the Corinthians received because he had passed it on to them.
保罗就说哥林多的教会接受这个福音因为保罗把这个福音带去。
There is a process here which needs to continue through us.
这个过程也要通过我们继续下去。
Paul also reminds the Corinthians,
保罗也对哥林多的教会说,
that the very gospel which they heard and received,
你们所听到的福音所接受的福音,
they also have taken their stand on.
他们也是在上站立的稳。
Paul says they have made their stand on the gospel and know it to be true.
他们持守这个真理，知道这个真理是对的。
The apostles took a stand on the gospel.
那个使徒们在真道上站立的稳。
And they lost their lives on what they stood, except for John.
他们愿意为这个真理牺牲他们的生命。
Many disciples lost their lives being burned like torches by Nero.
有很多信徒也因着他的福音缘故，被那个尼罗王烧死。
And they were burned so that he could see the street to his palace lit up at night.
他把那个人烧死，让他晚上有亮光，看到街道。
The church father Polycarp and then also John Huss both burned at the stake because they stood positionally in Christ.
然而有一些后来的教父也因着站立 要持守那个真理，坚定的真理，也为别人烧死。
They stood on the death and the burial and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们要持守的真理就是耶稣为我们死，为我们钉死，埋葬，复活。
They claimed that it was true and they stood on that truth.
他们说这个是真实的，他们也愿意为这个真理牺牲他们的生命。
Brothers and sisters, standing on the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ has its price, doesn't it?
就是说我们要站在真理上，要付一个代价。
It has its price. It had its price in the past, and it still has its price today.
过去的信徒要付代价，今天的信徒也要付他的代价。
The question for us is, are we willing to sacrifice?
我们的问题，我们愿不愿意牺牲，要付这个代价？
Are we willing to be sacrificed for this truth?
我们愿不愿意为这个真道牺牲我们的生命？
Too often we are not even willing to sacrifice our own pride or the loss of face for our Lord Jesus Christ and the gospel message.
我们很多时候根本连那个丢脸我们也不愿意。
Brothers and sisters, the gospel which we heard, we received and stand on is the gospel which also saves us.
但是我们站立的真理也是可以拯救我们的真理。
When we read this phrase, by this gospel you are saved, we might be getting the idea that Paul is only looking at salvation as an event completed in the past.
当我们读我们靠这个福音得救，以为这个是一次得救是过去的事情。
But certainly to some extent this is true.
当然在某一方面来看这个是对的。
But Paul uses the present tense here, so for Paul, salvation is a progression toward Christ's likeness.
但是呢，保罗写这句话是用现代式来写，就是说现在也一直让我们慢慢好像基督一样。
The focus here is on sanctification.
就让我们成圣，成为圣洁。
The power of the gospel, the power of the resurrection reveals itself through a transformed life.
那个得救的能力是在一个改变的生命里面显露出来。
What this tells us, brothers and sisters, is one of the great evidences of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is our transformed lives.
这个很显明的那个证据，耶稣的复活就是显明在我们生命的改变里面。
The question for us, brothers and sisters, is there enough evidence of the transforming power of the resurrection in our lives to be a witness for Christ?
今天我希望大家问自己一个问题，就是说，在我生命里面别人看不看到我们的改变，使我们成为好的见证呢？
As we have been reminded through the scriptures of the truth concerning the resurrection, let us hold firmly to the one and only true gospel.
今天当我们思考这个福音的时候，让我们持守着这个唯一的福音。
Having received it, let us also be those who pass it on as well.
我们已经接受，让我们也传递这个福音给人家。
And finally, brothers and sisters, let's be transformed daily into the likeness of Christ.
让我们每天每时每刻被给耶稣来改变我们。
So that we might be the very evidence that the resurrection is true and is powerful.
当别人看到我们的时候，就证明这个福音的真实。
Amen.
妹打开413首 Open hymn number 413 He Lives 主活着我们一起起立 Let's rise and sing hymn 413.